sustain the wings. Sustain the Wings, presented by the Army Air Forces Training Command. Each week, this program features the band from the Army Air Forces School at Yale University, Captain Glenn Miller, Corporal Ray McKinley, Johnny the Kid Next Door, and many of your old friends. And now, Captain Glenn Miller.
Tonight's program salutes the Army Air Force's Air Service Command at Patterson Field, Dayton, Ohio. Major General Walter H. Frank, Commanding General. Well, now the boys in the band are ready and waiting, so first off, it must be jelly, because jam don't shake like that. Swell voice, we think. Private First Class Johnny Desmond sings the currently popular How Sweet You Are.
How sweet you are. How sweet you are. How dear your tenderly smiling face. Through days of bitter and sweet to know my heart can glow from just the warmth of our first embrace.
Footsteps echo back from the walls of this giant warehouse as we walk down its main corridor together, Johnny and I. You know Johnny?
Yeah, I thought so.
Johnny's the kid who used to live next door to you. The kid who used to deliver your groceries from the corner store and made you wait while he stopped to play marbles with the other kids. Yeah, well, today he's not stopping for marbles or anything else. He's delivering far more important things than groceries. He's one of a huge organization of men and women, soldiers and civilians, known as the Air Service Command of the Army Air Forces. A soldier in coveralls whose job it is to supply America's planes with everything they need to keep flying and to keep fighting. This vast warehouse we're walking through is Johnny's workshop here at Patterson Field, Dayton, Ohio, headquarters of the Air Service Command. Stretching off on every side of us as we walk along are rows upon rows of shelves jam-packed clear to the high roof with rivets, engine parts, instruments, maintenance equipment of every description for servicing and repairing all the 143 types of aircraft made in this country. Let's stop here a minute at this shelf on the left. Hand me that box, Johnny. Yeah, thanks. Here's a cotter key, no more than an inch in length. And now, come on over here. Now, come right along. Yeah, right here. Take a look at these. Bit bigger, aren't they? Yes, sir. Brake assemblies for America's giant B-24s. So big they need a 2-foot shelf for each one. Yes, there's everything here. And that's only a sample of all the different parts handled by the Air Service Command. Over 400,000 pieces of equipment. 10 times the number of items you'll find in the largest mail order catalog. Now, where do you suppose all this material comes from? Well, Johnny can tell you. It comes from everywhere. It's the product of American ingenuity and toil. It comes from the busy assembly lines of our great war factories with their whirring motors and pounding machines by the thousands. Yes, and it comes, too, from the little shops in every corner of the land where a handful of workers bend over one or two machines. From the little garage on the outskirts of town, now converted into a miniature factory, where Dad works the lathe, Mom sorts rivets, Sis keeps the books, and Bud handles the metal press after he gets home from high school each day. Yes, from everywhere they come. Thousands of plane parts. A mighty river of material flowing into this mighty warehouse of Johnny's to be distributed by the Air Service Command to its network of depots and sub-depots all over the world as replacement parts for America's fighters and bombers. Their destination? Anywhere and everywhere. Wherever Uncle Sam's planes sweep the skies. Over the frozen islands of the Aleutians, an American bomber comes limping home to its base, its motors coughing like a wounded sea lion. Over the green hills of central Italy, 4 German fighters tear the tail assembly of a P-47 shred. Over an American base in New Guinea, Jap bombers blast a hangar, ripping the wing from a flying fortress.
on every battlefront, calls for help come back to Johnny and his fellow workers in the Air Service Command.
Plane grounded. Must have spare parts immediately. Send at once. Urgent.
Instantly, the tremendous organization of the Air Service Command moves into action. There's not a second to be wasted. At top speed, the needed supplies are collected at the warehouse where trucks are waiting to take them on their way. Faster, driver, faster. Somewhere the air crew of the bomber's waiting for those parts, counting the minutes until they arrive. No time to stop for a cup of coffee this trip. Keep rolling, mister. A train's waiting for you at the station. Pour on the steam, engineer. Pour it on. You're routed straight through. War Department orders. Yes, and there's a ship waiting for you at the dock, waiting for that precious freight that you got on board. Hurry it up, Captain. More speed. Over on the other shore of that ocean, there's a transport plane waiting for you. Its engines idling, ready to carry to their destination those big boxes marked Rush. Air Service Command. Full speed ahead, Captain. At a foreign port, the equipment is quickly unloaded with an air service officer supervising the job. Then it's rushed to an airfield where it's loaded on the transport plane, and an hour or so later, at a bomber base, it's being fitted onto the wounded bomber by the ground crew and Air Service Command technicians. Tomorrow or the next day, those parts that we saw in Johnny's warehouse may be flying in a bomber over enemy territory, dealing destructions to Nazis or Japs, and helping to win the war of the air, thanks to the Air Service Command. Back in the warehouse, Johnny works on, delivering the goods, and proud of the fact that he is a vital cog in the biggest supply and maintenance organization in the world. It's a big organization. It has to be. But the Air Service Command furnishes supplies for all Army Air Force planes everywhere. It repairs, overhauls, and rebuilds these same planes here and overseas. It trains the personnel needed for its specialized supply and maintenance jobs. It prepares American and Lend-Lease planes for shipment overseas. And it operates the new 39th Air Freight Wing, which handles all Air Service Command freight, as well as air shipments for all agencies of the War Department within the continent, carrying millions of pounds of air freight monthly. No obstacle is too great for the Air Service Command to overcome. No job is too big for Johnny. Whether it's warm jackets for our airmen in the Arctic, propellers for a grounded plane in Burma, jungle kits for a bomber squadron in the South Pacific, Johnny will get them there. Yes, sir. Keeping always in mind the slogan of the Air Service Command, the right part, in the right place, at the right time. And now, here at the tail end, Charlie's to play Hallelujah. Thank you.
made for the mothers, wives, and sweethearts of the officers and enlisted men at Air Service Command Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio. Here's something old, something new, something barred, and something blue. The old song, Chrysler's Old Refrain. Private First Class Johnny Desmond sings Blue Rain.
Blue rain falling down on my window pane. But when you return, there'll be a rainbow after the blue rain. And there's a blue star looking down, asking where you are. But when you return, there'll be a sunbeam hiding the blue sky. Skies will be much brighter than they were before.
Jerome Kern's best from the hit show Roberta. Smoke gets in your eyes. Thank you. Medley, something blue. Blue again.
Air Force's enlisted reserve. Fellas, listen to this. By enrolling now...
Hey, Joe, did you hear that?
Yeah. See, I didn't know a fellow like you or me, only 17, could get in the Air Forces.
Oh, sure. I read about it just the other day. You just enlist in the Army Air Force's enlisted reserve, and if they accept you, you get to wear a Silver Wings insignia on your lapel. And after you're 18, you're called for regular cadet training as a pilot, navigator, or bombardier.
Just what I've always wanted to do, get in the Air Force. I'm going to ask my folks about it tonight.
Yeah, me too. Hey, turn that radio up a little, will you?
Remember, the Army Air Force's enlisted reserve gives you a chance to do your share in winning the war. It gives you training for a future in aviation, training you might otherwise not be able to afford. So if you're not employed in war production, visit any post office, aviation cadet board, or Army recruiting office, and find out how you can enroll now in the Army Air Force's enlisted reserve. Do it today.
Tomorrow, October 17th, is the second anniversary of the activation of the Air Service Command as a separate command of the Army Air Forces. So today, we of the Army Air Forces Training Command salute this important division of the service, and we extend our congratulations to its commanding general, Major General Walter H. Frank, for 300,000 civilian employees of the Air Service Command and for its tens of thousands of officers and enlisted men delivering supplies for P-40s in China, repairing fortresses in England, servicing our Army Air Force planes everywhere in the world, we play the Air Corps song.
Thank you. toast to the host of those who love the vastness of the sky. Well, friends, we will send a message of his brother men who cry. We drink to those who gave their all of us. And down we roar to score the rainbow's heart of gold. Is a toast to the host of men we boast the Army Air Force. Off we go into the wide blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, soon to meet our thunder. And a boy, give her a gun, give her a gun. Now we die, coming our flame from under. Off the one, hell of a roar. We live in fame, over ground, in flame. Hey, nothing can stop the Army Air Force.
Sustain the Wings has presented the band from the Army Air Force's Technical School at Yale University, Captain Glenn Miller, Corporal Ray McKinley, Johnny the Kid Next Door, and many of your old friends. Next week, you'll learn more about Johnny at the Army Air Force's Training School at Chanute Field, Illinois. Be with us again next Saturday, same time, same station. This program is written and produced entirely by soldiers of the Army Air Forces and came to you from New York City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.